Welcome to 5-Minute Murder from 5minutemurder.com, where every week we take a look at a murder, a murderer, a serial killer, or an assassination in about 5 minutes. Please consider leaving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like the show and would like to support us more directly, by, say, buying us a coffee, then please head on over to 5minutemurder.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 20, Elizabeth Bathory. Elizabeth Bathory, often referred to as the Blood Countess, is one of history's most notorious figures. Her name synonymous with cruelty and sadistic violence. A 16th-century Hungarian noblewoman, Bathory became infamous for allegedly torturing and murdering hundreds of young girls, earning her a reputation as one of the most prolific female serial killers in history. However, the truth behind her life and crimes is shrouded in myth, legend, and historical bias, leaving her legacy as one of the most debated and chilling in European history. Born into a prominent and influential family in 1560, Elizabeth Bathory was raised in the aristocratic circles of the Kingdom of Hungary. Her family was one of the most powerful in the region, with ties to the royal court and military leadership. Bathory was well-educated, fluent in several languages, and known for her intelligence. At the age of 15, she was married to Count Ferenc Nadasdy, another member of the Hungarian nobility, and together, they became one of the most prominent couples in the kingdom. Nadasdy was often away fighting in wars, and Bathory was left to manage their vast estates, including the imposing Chaktich Castle. Despite her privileged upbringing and position, dark rumours began to swirl around Elizabeth Bathory during her lifetime. She was said to have a cruel streak, especially towards her servants. According to these accounts, Bathory would brutally punish and torture the young girls who worked in her household. As the years passed, these tales grew more gruesome, with allegations that she would beat, starve, burn, and mutilate her victims for her own sadistic pleasure. The most infamous and enduring legend surrounding Bathory is the claim that she bathed in the blood of virgins to preserve her youth and beauty. This gruesome image of the Blood Countess has become one of the most recognizable elements of her story, immortalizing her in folklore as a vampire-like figure. While these accounts are largely considered to be exaggerated, they have persisted for centuries, fueled by the mystery and horror that surround her crimes. In 1604, Count Nadasdy died, leaving Bathory a widow and sole ruler of her estates. It was after his death that the accusations against her escalated. Complaints about the disappearance of young girls from the local villages began to reach the ears of the authorities. The victims were often peasant girls sent to Bathory's castle to work as servants, but some accounts suggest that girls from noble families were also among the missing. Despite these rumours, Bathory's powerful status shielded her from scrutiny for many years. It was not until 1610 that the full scale of Bathory's alleged crimes came to light. After receiving numerous complaints, King Matthias II of Hungary ordered an investigation into the matter. Gyorgy Thurzo, the Palatine of Hungary, was tasked with leading the inquiry. Thurzo and his men arrived at Chaktich Castle in December 1610, where they claimed to have discovered a scene of unimaginable horror. According to reports, they found dead and dying girls, some of whom had been subjected to torture, mutilation, and other unspeakable cruelties. Bathory was arrested shortly thereafter, along with several of her servants, who were accused of assisting her in the torture and murder of the girls. Her trial began in 1611, and the evidence presented against her was damning. Testimonies from witnesses, including survivors of her alleged abuse, painted a picture of a sadistic and monstrous woman who delighted in inflicting pain on her victims. The accounts varied in their details, with some suggesting that Bathory had killed as many as 650 girls, though the precise number remains unknown. Bathory's servants were subjected to brutal interrogation and torture, during which they confessed to participating in the killings. They provided graphic descriptions of the methods Bathory allegedly used to torture her victims, including burning, freezing, and beating them to death. These confessions, however, were likely coerced under duress, casting doubt on the reliability of the evidence. Despite the overwhelming testimony against her, Bathory herself was never formally tried or convicted in a public court. Due to her noble status, she was spared the indignity of a trial, and instead, she was placed under house arrest at Chakticha Castle. She remained confined there until her death in 1614, where she was reportedly kept in solitary confinement, walled up in a small room with only a few slits for air and food. Her legend continued to grow after her death, fueled by the macabre fascination with her alleged crimes and the sensationalist accounts that followed. The image of the Blood Countess, bathing in the blood of virgins to preserve her youth, became a part of European folklore, blending historical fact with Gothic fiction. However, in recent years, some historians have questioned the accuracy of the accusations against Bathory. They argue that the charges may have been politically motivated, driven by individuals who sought to seize her vast estates or discredit her powerful family. Bathory's wealth, influence, and independence as a widow may have made her a target for those who wished to bring her down. The testimonies against her, many of which were gathered under torture, have also been called into question, as they may have been fabricated or exaggerated to secure her downfall. Regardless of whether Bathory was genuinely guilty of the crimes she was accused of, her story remains one of the most enduring and chilling in history. The combination of her high social standing, the brutality of the alleged murders, and the mythological elements that surround her have ensured her place in the annals of criminal infamy. Elizabeth Bathory's life and legacy continue to fascinate and horrify in equal measure, a reminder of the thin line between fact and fiction regarding historical figures shrouded in mystery. Whether she was a sadistic killer or the victim of a political conspiracy, Elizabeth Bathory's name will forever be associated with the darkest aspects of human nature, a figure who embodies the allure and terror of historical legends. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Murder podcast from 5minutemurder.com. If you did, why not check out our other 5-Minute podcasts? 5-Minute Biographies, 5-Minute History, 5-Minute Mysteries, and 5-Minute Warfare. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.